This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Yeah, that Oklahoma-Alabama game, bottom third, no score. Keep an eye on that. I'm sure Mom's watching that back at home. It's call strike. 2-1 count now to Radke. The Brewers back in action tonight over in Pittsburgh after that rain game last night. This pitch low and inside, and there goes Holberg. Is Holberg into second? No problem there at all. This pitch got away from her. Pitch was right there. So Holberg scoring position for Radke, who's up in the count 3-1. Radke stands in, rocks, fires, is Shuey. Squared to bunt, and she offered, but missed it. Tried to sacrifice herself to get Holberg over, so now the count goes full to Radke, taking the bunt out of play. And we'll see what the situation is now. Shuey fires home, and that's going to be a grounder to shortstop. Holberg waiting. Holberg goes now. Throw is in time at first, but not in time back to third. As it'll be 6-3 on the putout for out two, but Holberg advances after the delay. And now that brings up Peyton Jaminski with a runner on third. Jaminski worked a walk in her first at-bat, so she's 0-for-0 at the plate today. As she stands in, Shuey looks to deliver home. Firing home, and that's going to be right down the pipe. Called strike. No balls. One strike to Jaminski. Everybody in action tonight with the MLB. Red Sox got a big win today over the Orioles, 19-5. Wow. Pitch inside. Count levels 1-1 to Jaminski. My Cardinals are taking on the Diamondbacks tonight. They're playing well. Oh, St. Louis and the Diamondbacks both. All kinds of games going on here. And there's a grounder. Gets past third base and stopped by the shortstop. Run's going to score. Infield hit for Jaminski. RBI. Holberg scores. Jaminski up first. She's been piling up RBIs lately. And yet again, she comes through, the freshman. As now that brings up Rachel Linsmeyer, who got hit by a pitch in her first at-bat of the game. And she lines one foul up their first base side. So, reset, 0-1 count. As Jaminski on first, having recorded that infield base hit. At that shortstop, that was her only play, was just cover it. She wasn't going to be able to go back to home. She was going against her, you'd be throwing against her body as there is a close play at first, but not in time. Tried to backpick Jaminski. Did not happen. Should we look at her wristband, seeing what the call is? A half spin, brings ball over her head, fires home, and that's going to be a grounder, and that stopped at second. A little flip to second in time. Heck of a play from Ray to Sonnenberg for the flip on 4-6 for out three as Linsmeyer reached base on a fielder's choice. But, hey, Red Raiders, they get on the board. One run and two hits, no errors, and one left on base. Three in the books. Red Raiders holding a 1-0 lead over Menasha as top of the order due up for the Blue Jays. And we'll have here for you here in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
fourth inning due up here for Benicia. Top of the order, Megan Ray, Samantha Shuey, then Daviani Felix, if everybody gets on, Hannah Newbert. But Rapids up 1-0 over the Blue Jays. His first pitch called strike to Ray. Good old Steely Dan coming back from the break there. Beth, awesome job. Beth Hediger back at the studio doing an awesome job. Boy, oh boy, excellent job. Pitch two, just a bit outside. Count levels 1-1. Perfect song, though, on a Friday, reeling in the years. Or, you know, you're going for a fish fry, you could say you're reeling in the beers, too, on a Friday night. As ground right up the foul third base line, grabbed by Jaminski, thrown across the diamond in time to Blanchard. As that will be the old 5-3 put out for out number one, as Samantha Shuey comes up 0-for-1 in the game. And she flew out to third in the first inning. And there is a little line right over the head of Blanchard. And that will be a little C9 single there. As Shuey gets on base. Tough break for the Red Raiders. That breaks up the perfect game. One hitter now. But now that brings up Deviana Felix. And Raiders looking to turn two. After game's over, after our wonderful audience, listeners are done, I encourage you, go on out to your favorite location, go get a fish fry or a burger or whatever you want. Tell them you were encouraged by 105.5 FM WIRI. I love hearing that. It's an advertisement without advertising. I like that. I have to remember that. Write it down, Beth. Williams fires home, popped up foul territory for Felix, and the count goes 2-1. That nearly got one of the girls warming up in the bullpen. That could have been, I think you call that occupational hazard. Oof, that could have been bad. But Williams settles in, looks at the wristband. The lefty fires home, and that will be a ball on the outside. So 3-1 count with one down. A couple of professional games going on tonight. NBA Eastern Conference Game 2, Pacers-Knicks going on. As there will be a walk there to Felix. Felix reaches, Shuey goes to second as Hannah Newbert comes up as she struck out in the second inning. And then game two in the NHL Western Conference, the Stars hosting the Oilers. Called strike, first pitch to Newbert. She moves right on along, top of the fourth inning. Rapids up 1-0 over Benicia. Pitch home. That's going to be called strike outside corner this time. 0-2 count. Wonderful time for the year for sports all over the place. And checking on the NCAA and a Boomer Sooner. Oklahoma up 2-0 over Alabama, in the words of Keith Jackson. One of the all-time broadcasting greats right there. Williams fires home, and that's going to be in off the hands. Foul. So count goes 1-2. One down in the inning, two on for the Blue Jays. Trailing Rapids 1-0. Williams fires in, and that's fisted foul yet again. I was wondering if that was going to hit her. That was tailing in, but got a good swing off the inside handle of the bat. He's set up to do it again. 1-2 count. Williams settles in. Delivers home. Called strike three on the outside corner for out number two. And that'll bring up Tegan Massey-Plowman. And she's 0-for-1 of the game as she grounded out to short in the second inning. Rapids trying to scoot around. A one-out single and a one-out walk as we got a stoppage play. As Felix, something going on there. I don't know if she got a bug in her eye or some of the rubber pellets from the turf. Seems to be all right. She's smiling now, thumbs up. Thanks, coach. As Massey Plowman steps in, Williams fires home. Could be outside for ball one. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Hope all the plans work out for everybody. As there's a foul ball laser, almost took out her head coach. She's going to be doing laps before the bus ride home. Good moves on the coach, though. Good job. At least he's paying attention. 1-1 count to Massey Plowman. Called on the outside corner. That must have just curved right after it hit the front plane of the plate. Looked outside to me, but I'll take it. One ball, two strikes. Payoff pitch coming here for Williams, potentially. Pitch, that's going to be grounded, scooped up by Jaminski, and that's going to be two first in time. That was close. Bang, bang, 5-3 on the putout of Massey Plowman. So, fourth inning in the books for the Blue Jays as they got no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base. Going to the bottom of four here for Wisconsin Rapids as it'll be 6, 7, 8 batters due up, and we'll have it for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Stuck in the middle with you. Well, I don't think we're stuck with anybody, especially in radio. You can change channel. I hope you don't. We got some pretty softball coming up here. Bottom fourth inning. Wisconsin Rapids taking on Menasha, leading 1-0 over the Blue Jays. Yeah, 6, 7, 8 batters due up for the Red Raiders. Lila Petro, then Ellie Ripier, then Nolita Carroll. If anybody gets on, Ellie Blanchard in the 9 spot. Petro, 0-for-1 in the game, struck out looking in the first inning. Then Ellie Ripier, she struck out looking in the second. Nolita Carroll, she also worked a walk in the second, so you never know. Petro getting ready to step into the batter's box. As the Suns be an impact on the pitchers, staring back into it. Shuey, their shades on, delivers home. That's going to be way wide of the mark to the backstop. That's, both sides are going to have to deal with it. And that was way outside. All kinds of things to talk about on Playmakers. Unfortunately, not today. Because of this game, I want a big shout-out to Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. And get them their due. Is not, can't do the show today. Not going to have one Monday either because of the holidays. So try to mention Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing as much as we can to hopefully continue to make them happy. 2-0 count, 3-0 count now to Petro. Is Shui missing? Having some issues with her command again. She's done well, then drifted away, and she's drifted away a little bit now. Ball four straight pitches for the walk, and some of it I do believe will be attributed to the sun. Might be a different situation as not quite ready. Rapier's ready to go, and not ready on the bases yet. And now they are. That's something that Rapids is familiar with playing with the sun on their eyes a little bit. They do that all the time at this field. As there's going to be a ball, but trying to pick her off back at first, not in time. So it appears she did square to bunt, but she pulled it back as it was way out of the zone. And home plate did appeal to bases. And I understand. I thought it counted, but it doesn't matter what I think. So my girlfriend tells me. Just about everyone tells me is there's a square to bunt back to the backstop, so the count goes 1-1. I do attribute that doesn't matter what you think to the late 90s rest. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, asks somebody what they thought and cuts them off in mid-word and says, it doesn't matter what you think. Oh, it was always funny. Squaring to bunt yet again. Repeard sends it foul, and that sends her down to the count, 1-2, and that takes the bunt out, so she will be swinging the bat from here on out in her at-bat. Or not swinging, depends on the location of the pitch. Up here, stands in, 1-2, swing and a miss, so she goes down with the forward-facing K this time for out number one, as Nalita Carroll comes to the plate. Raiders, they were beat by Menasha last year, 11-5. As pitch is low for ball one. Similar situation. We had that game here on 105.5 FM WIRI last year. As it was the last regular season game. And both teams just trying to get through it, work on some last-minute situational things, and went the way of the Blue Jays. That's the way it goes. As Shoei fires home, that's going to be high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, one out, runner on first, that being Layla Petro. Shoei fires. Gonna be high and inside, ball three. Is really struggling with the command right now is Shoei. Rapids. Just kind of saying, hey, throw strikes, we'll swing. Don't throw strikes, we won't. As there's called strike on the outside corner. So 3-1 count, two. The young lady, Nalita Carroll. Shoei fires home. It's going to be low, but called strike either way. So the count goes full to Carroll. That was close. I think a right call. As we see what the payoff pitch is, and that's going to be outside for ball four. Carroll gets another walk in the game, so two Red Raiders on, and that brings up the nine hitter, Allie Blanchard. Blanchard, she reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning, then she got caught stealing 2-6. She's got two on, and she can do some damage here. She ties into one. Pitch, low and inside. She squared to bunt. Didn't have to. Ball one. Hope everybody has their plans figured out. Hope everybody has fun. Safe weekend. I'm going to be doing a bunch of farming. Got to get my corn in eventually. Squared to bunt. Called strike. Count levels 1-1 to Blanchard. Hoping to get all my field corn in and all my Indian corn and my pumpkins. My potatoes are already up 3-4 inches. As there's a successful bunt. That goes foul. It looked good and then rolled foul. So count goes 1-2 to Blanchard. So that'll take the bunt out of play. As we'll see what she can do here. Shoei steps in, half twist, fires home. It's going to be outside for ball two. Count goes 2-2. Yeah, got the garden and the field. It's all plowed up not quite a month ago. And I had the garden marked, and then it rained a bunch, so I got to remark it. Low and inside, ball three. Count goes full to Blanchard. She gets on base. It'll be top of the order. Abby Nylitz, and then Sydney Holberg, depending on what happens there. Before I remark the garden or any of the fields, I've got to fix my marker. Called strike three right down the pipe. Strike out looking, Viz Blanchard for out number two. Setting up Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz 0 for 2 in the game. Ground out to short and a fly ball to second. So she's looking to get off the schneid, so to speak. Fires home Shuey, and she hits a grounder to second. She boots it, and we're circling third, coming home, out at the plate on the 4-2 advancement. As 4-2, out number three is Petro. As the can't ever assume the out, fielder's choice, and Coach Holberg's out. He's arguing that she was obstructing her base path to the plate. And there's a nice little collision, but he's not going to change anybody's mind. Well, one thing we can't change is we'll take a 30-second break here as we go to the top of the fifth inning. 6, 7, 8 batters do up for the Blue Jays, and we'll have it here for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Most of that break, Coach Holberg was still arguing about the base path situation, but to no avail, as we are in the top of the fifth inning, 1-0 lead, Rapids over Menasha, as Williams sporting the shades now too, a lefty for Rapids looking to deal to Haley Staub, Bella Sonnenberg. Then Isabella Tim, and if anybody gets on, Gabrielle Farr. And his first pitch fouled out of plate. And as Williams scoops up the Rosenberg, fires home, popped up on the infield. Ranging over his first baseman, Blanchard, and she's there. Or the F3 for out number one. One down. One down in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 lead, Rapids over Menasha. Williams, bunt. Picked up by Williams. Throws not in time. Bunt single by Bella Sonnenberg with one down. Get the Blue Jays moving a little bit. Isabella Tim now due up for the Blue Jays. One down, one runner on. Called strike, first pitch. A 1 count to Tim. Tim 0 for 1 in the game, grounded out short. Pitch, and that's going to be grounder to short. Short to first, only play in time, long throw. Wow, that was a good reach there by Blanchard. 6-3 on the put out for out number two. As Gabrielle Farr comes to the plate. Farr 0 for 1 of the game. Runner on second, however. And that's Bella Sonnenberg. Menasha coach just making sure. Hey, are you sure she was out? as we will be giving a single to Nylitz. That's the right call, I think. Could have been an error as well. It was called strike, first pitch, too far. I think that personally could have been an error, but then she cut down Petro with the plate. They gave her a single. It's all perspective is one line. This time right into the glove of Blanchard. Not over her head. The old L3. As there's the top of the fifth. No runs. One hit. No errors. And one left on base. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning here. Or it'll be the 2-3-4 batters due up for the Red Raiders, and we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
New pitcher in for the Blue Jays. Samantha Shuey is done for the day.
Number 15, Tegan Massey-Plowman.
As Tegan Massey-Plowman comes in. So I write that down. It's a lot of letters. Tegan Massey-Plowman.
Leading off the fifth inning for the Raiders. Yes. The shortstop, 00, Sydney Holberg.
Shuey. Yes. We'll double check the alignments. Shuey goes out as Alyssa Rush is out. So Shuey in right. Newbert still at first. Ray still at second as Holberg. Foul. As Staub still at third. And Sonnenberg still standing at shortstop. Tim still in center. And Farr still in left. So they took out Alyssa Rush for, and they put Tegan Massey-Plowman pitching and Sam Shuey out there in right. So 0-2 count to Holberg. That one's going to be low and outside for ball one. Holberg, 2-for-2, pair of singles, scored a run. Should get picked off 4-6 on a fielder's choice. Another pitch outside, count levels 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Holberg. For out number one, that brings up Kristen Radke.
Who's
0-for-1 of the game with a ground out to short. She did reach in a fielder's choice. In the first. So. That will be a ball on the first pitch from Massey-Plowman. It's going to be inside for ball two. Take a look at the scoreboard. Not a lot of high school games going on today, honestly. Take a look at college softball. That's still a 2-0 lead. And there's a single opposite field for Radke. So she gets her first hit of the game. And she reaches base for the second time today. And that brings up Peyton Jaminski. As she is 1-for-1 with an RBI and has a walk to her credit. One down, runner on first for the freshman. Minsky stands in, waiting the offering by Massey Plowman. Pitch, that's going to be called strike, a little low, but called strike right down the middle of the pipe. 210 along the foul lines. Should be symmetrical 210 out to dead center as well. That's going to be high, trying to get back to Radke, not in time. 2-1. Rapids leads 1-0 over Menasha here in the bottom of the fifth. Massey Plowman deals home. That's just going to be in off the hands, and that's just going to be an easy little floater there. F4 to the second baseman, Ray, for out number two. And that brings up Rachel Linsmeyer.
Now batting for the Raiders, right fielder number 8, Rachel Linsmeyer.
Linsmeyer doesn't have an official at bat yet, as she was hit by a pitch and she reached on a fielder's choice. So she hits the ball this time. That goes deep into center field as she's held up at first. But Radke, she circles to third. So runners on the corners for the Red Raiders as Linsmeyer comes through with her first base knock. And that sets up Layla Petro. Petro, 0-for-1, strikeout looking in the first inning, then reached on a walk in the fourth. Runners on the corners, two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rapids holding on to a 1-0 lead. Hits the inside corner, is now looking for a double steal situation. And it works one way as Linsmeyer steals second. And they're waiting to see what they do for defense and if they were going to send Radke. That was going to be a close play if she would have gone from third. Massey Plowman fires, and that goes foul and out of play. Count goes 0-2 to Petro. Massey Plowman deals home. Called strike three. Gets Petro looking for out number three. Looked good there for a moment, but to no avail. There's no runs, two hits, no errors, and one or two left on base. Now there's five in the books. Going to the top of the sixth for Menasha, as it will be top of the order, due up. We'll have that for about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Top of the order due up for the Blue Jays of Menasha as they trail Wisconsin Rapids 1-0 top of the sixth inning. Rapids one run and five hits, no errors. Menasha no runs on just two hits and one error.
Second baseman, number 12, Megan Ray.
Megan Ray leading things off, 0-for-2 in the game. Fly out to center and a ground out to third. She tries to get something going. Bailey Williams still in the game as she hits one a mile to left. And that hops to the wall. Nylitz gets in there. She fires to Holberg, who can't come up with it. And a lead off double for Ray.
Coming to the plate for the Blue Jays, number 19, Samantha Shuey.
That now brings up Samantha Shuey, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a fly out to third. And she comes up swinging, and that goes foul. Ray was all smiles. That was, she got under just a hair. She squares up just a little bit more. Could be not even a quarter of an inch. And that was out of here. Second pitch is going to be low and outside for a ball. Williams deals. And that's going to be hit foul and out of play. Good little gust of wind just now. Papers nearly went flying. That'd have been fun. The shore paper? No, the shores? Yeah. Williams deals. That's going to be off the end of her glove. Scooped up by Holberg. Throws wide. And the E6. And that allows Ray to score. And that ties it up. No. E6. Chewy reaches first. And that scores Ray. And we got a tie ball game. Deviani Felix due up 0 for 1 of the game with a walk. That's a tough spot for the Red Raiders. As first pitch called, strike on the outside corner. Holberg upset with herself. You can just see in her body language, but she's shaking it off. Now to get back in it. Plenty of time. Goes for both sides, too, and plenty of time. Is in off the hands, going down to center, and that's caught by Radke for out number one.
For the Blue Jays, first baseman, number 14,
Hannah Newbert. Due up. She's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. One looking, one swinging. Good to see Rapids girls basketball coach Mitch Wolding sneaking through. First pitch called strike. Williams looks at the wristband. Delivers home, called strike. Trying to back pick back to first. Not in time. 0-2 count to Newbert. Trying to fan her for the third time this game. And they do. Going to get me a lottery ticket for calling that one. As out number two in the inning.
Blue Jays, the pitcher, number 15,
that brings up Tegan Massey-Plowman. And she's 0 for 2 in the game with a ground out to short and a ground out third. Runner on first. Tie ball game, 1-1 between Menasha and the Red Raiders. Pitch high and outside. Ball one. High School Sports proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson Sons, Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. As there's a pass ball. Strike, pass ball, but that pass ball allows Shuey to go to second. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wiscountry, or you can listen on the radio 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. And just like that, pop up on the infield, and it's caught by Carroll for out number three, but not before the Blue Jays tie it up, make it a new ball game. One run on one hit, one error, and one left on base. Bottom of the sixth inning coming your way. 7-8-9 batters due up for the Red Raiders as they look to regain the lead. And we'll see if they do it here in the bottom of the sixth inning coming up in about 30 seconds. You're on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Ellie Rapier, Alita Carroll, and Allie Blanchard due up in the inning for the Red Raiders. And if anybody gets on, Gabby Nylitz, top of the order, comes up as Rapier takes ball one from Tegan Massey-Plaumann. A lot of real interesting news stories, at least in the sports world. The WNBA, that never-ending conflict of Caitlin Clark. And, of course, drawing a blank right when I want to talk about her, the young lady from Chicago. As there's a grounder right back to the pitcher, Massey-Plaumann, for a 1-3 for Rapier, and she's down for a first out. That brings up Nolita Carroll, who's no official at bat with a pair of walks in the game. Then everybody's favorite quarterback in the news today, Aaron Rodgers. No, he didn't decide to go to Pittsburgh or wherever. Starting European League or whatever. He had some interesting comments. I'm not going to say right or wrong either way, but they're interesting. Something to think about. Something to talk about women's sports and the LGBTQ plus community. Interesting. It was an interesting comment. It's something to think about. You know, I'll let you guys decide for yourself. That's topic more for playmakers than this game. As pitch hits the arm of the catcher there, Daviani Felix. Took a couple seconds and made sure she was okay. 2-0 count to Carroll. She's trying to get on base at least at a minimum for the third time. Walk, single, doesn't matter. There's called strike on the outside corner. 2-1 count to Carroll. No, I don't think anything was really controversial that Aaron Rodgers said, and I don't think it was offensive either. But ground out, 1-3 yet again for Carroll. Two outs in a row, 1-3. And that brings up Allie Blanchard, and she's 0-for-1 of the game with a strikeout looking. She did reach on a fielder's choice earlier in the game. That's just over the weekend. Give it something to think about and form an opinion if you care to. And give us a call on Wednesday, Playmakers, as we can talk about it. Of course, politely. A lot of different opinions out there. As called strike on the first pitch, and the second one's a ball. 1-1 count to Blanchard. Two down in the inning, nobody on. Yeah, no playmakers on Monday, but call up on Wednesday, and we can have all kinds of fun talking about that, talking about the WNBA drama is called strike. That's just going to be a rivalry that goes on for years and years and years, like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And there is another 1-3 putout in the inning. Egan Massey-Plaumann, she's earning her keep today in the pitcher's circle. As no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. For the 7 we go. Tie ball game, 1-1 between Menasha and Wisconsin Rapids, and it will be the 6-7-8 batters due up for the Blue Jays here in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Haley Staub due up for the Blue Jays here in the top of the 7th inning. 1-1 ball game between Menasha and Wisconsin Rapids. Haley Staub, Bella Sonnenberg, and Isabella Tim due up in the inning. Anybody gets on, Gabrielle Farr. As there's a foul ball, count goes no balls, two strikes to Staub. is pitched just a bit outside. Count goes 2-1 to Staub. Foul tip back in the netting. That goes 2-2. In the seventh inning, Benassia, one run, three hits, one error. Rapids, one run, five hits, one error. Rapids trying to walk it off. As there's a liner right into the glove of Jaminski at third. Heck of a play. The old L5 for out number one. And that brings up Bella Sonnenberg.
Shortstop, number four, Bella Sonnenberg.
That was a laser right into her glove. I don't think she had to move her glove more than an inch. Hey, look, your doubles in my glove. As there's opposite field, ball, ball, nobody can get to it. 0-1 count to Sonnenberg with one down, nobody on. Goodness gracious, that was a good catch. So, nobody on for the Blue Jays. One down, Sonnenberg standing in the box and swing and a miss. Goes down to the count, no balls, two strikes. Williams fires home. It's going to be outside. Count goes, one ball, two strikes. One down in the inning, nobody on base. Rapids, as I said, trying to get in a walk-off situation, which it will be from here on out, as ball bounces away from Petro. And 2-2 count now to Sonnenberg. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be grounded right to Williams. Hold 1-3 from Williams to Blanchard. For out number two, and that brings up Isabella Tim.
Blue Jays, number eight, center fielder Isabella Tim.
Tim, 0 for 2, a couple ground outs to short. As Williams looks at the wristband. Don't know what the call is for another 6-3, but either way, foul into the netting. Petro catches it on the bounce back and saves the umpire from getting knocked in the head. He's got a hockey-style helmet. He's all right either way. Foul back in the netting. 0-2 now is Tim. No balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. And there is a liner to left, and that will be a base hit single for Tim. That gets her off the schneid. She gets her first hit, and that sets up Gabrielle Farr in the game. She's 0 for 2. Runner on first, two down. We'll see what the Red Raiders do here. Pitch, foul on the first base side netting. 0-1 count. We'll do her again. Pitch going to be outside. Count goes 1-1. One one count, two down, runner on first, and there is a laser to third. Going to be knocked down by Jaminski, and the only play is just sit there and hold on to it, as there will be another base hit.
Now batting the second baseman, number 12, Megan.
Turns over the order as Megan Ray comes to the plate. She's 1 for 2 in the game, had a leadoff double last inning, and scored the tying run. Two on, two down. In the top of the seventh, first pitch, called strike outside corner. 0-1 count to Ray. See what the Blue Jays can do here. Go-ahead run is on second. And that pitch is just a bit outside. Count levels 1-1. Williams pitching. A little bit quicker motion now. I think she's a little upset. Could have been out of this inning, unfortunately, as there's a pitch. That goes opposite field, and that's going to be caught by Linsmeyer, ranging in. For a second, I thought it was going to drop. It did not, as that will be a fly ball to nine for out number three. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on base. Bottom of the seventh, here we go. Rapids chance to walk it off. Top of the order, two up. And we'll have it for in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
We're hosting a pet drive on 105.5 FM WIRI. Team up with us as we help gather supplies for the Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. This amazing nonprofit is helping hundreds of animals from being euthanized each year. And you can help out by donating food, treats, bedding, and cleaning supplies. Donations can be made at our studio at 1690 2nd Avenue South or at both Quality Foods locations. Also, our friends at Family Natural Foods and From the Ground Up Coffee House on West Grand in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you for helping us make a difference.
Top of the order due up, Gabby Nylitz, Sydney Holberg, and Kristen Radke. 1-1 ball game. One run, five hits, one error from Nashville. One run, five hits, one error for the Red Raiders. And the next run could do it for either team, but if it is Rapids, it will do it. As Rapids first pitch to Nylitz is a ball. Nylitz, 1-for-3. In the game. Ground out to short, fly out second, and then a single in the fourth. And she hits one foul up the third base side. We have a 1-1 count, nobody down, nobody on here. Bottom of the seventh inning. Rapids trying to end the regular season with a win. Just need one run to do it. See what Nylitz can do. That's going to be called strike. Outside corner. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two Nylitz. You got to think she's starting to feel her groove here. And pitch on the way, and that's going to be foul. Nylitz standing in, ready to go. She hits one, bounces off the feet of the second baseman. She had to range to her right just a little bit, but she reaches base nonetheless. And there is your winning run on first base. That brings up Sydney Holberg. She can walk it off right here. She gets a good hit. Holberg, she is 2-for-3 in the game, and the ball gets away from the catcher. Nice block, but just got away. Wild pitch, and that allows Nylitz up to second base. Winning run in scoring position for Holberg. Single should do it. 1-0 count. As they do give Nylitz a hit on that play. Now it's big lead, and count goes 1-1. Got to think. Don't want Holberg to put too much pressure on herself to be a hero. Just be smart. And she bunts, and that goes foul, so that takes the bunt out of play. And now she's going to be swinging. 1-2 count, nobody down, winning run on second. That's Nylitz, and we will see what happens next. Tegan Massey-Ploman, she retired all three batters in the bottom half of the sixth, 1-3, to get to this point. As there's a grounder off the glove of the pitcher, and that will be a single, and that will advance Nylitz to third. Runners on the corners with Radke up to bat.
Number 10,
Kristen Radke up to bat. She's 1-for-2 in the game. She had a fielder's choice reach on the first inning, and then she grounded out in the third, and then she had a single in the fifth. So once you got to figure, Holberg's just going to be given a free pass to second, and she is. They're not going to worry about her as, say, defensive indifference, but I always give it a stolen base. What the heck? Why not? As single, even a wild pitch, pass ball, that'll do it. Massey Plowman, Deegan Massey Plowman, fires home, and that's going to be foul and out of play. 1-2 count to Radke. Radke senior, and her last regular season game in a Red Raider uniform. Hit that with a walk-off hit. That'd be pretty cool for the senior. Stands in there. Massey Plowman looks in. Fires it home. And that's going to be a ground up the middle. Red Raiders win it. RBI single by Radke scores Dilets. And that's your ball game as they mob Radke over at first. A bunch of happy Red Raiders. And that is your ball game as the Red Raiders walk it off 2-1 over Menasha Blue Jays here on Friday afternoon. 2-1 score as the Red Raiders get her done, and we can celebrate in style this weekend as the Red Raiders get that W. So, Beth, how about this? Take about a two-minute break, get the numbers all added up, and we will deliver the happy Red Raider totals here in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group Economic Equity Now. The Republicans' budget bill is on the verge of becoming law. This bill contains the largest cuts in Medicaid in U.S. history. The folks who are going to lose health care coverage in this bill are not the ones wasting it or committing fraud or abusing it. It will be your neighbors, your friends, your family, maybe even you. The effects on the rural America will be the closing of rural hospitals, nursing homes, and elder care facilities. This is all being done so mammoth tax cuts can be given to millionaires and billionaires. Ask yourself if this is what you voted for last November. Representative Van Orden has already voted for this bill. So in Wisconsin, the decision is now in Senator Ron Johnson's hands. Contact him and let him know that Wisconsinites protect and stand up for one another. Ask him if he really thinks this bill is good for Wisconsin. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What a way to end the regular season for the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders softball team as they struck first, had a 1-0 lead. Unfortunately, saw that go away in the top of the sixth. But don't worry, as the senior, Kristen Radke, got the job done. Walk-off RBI single right up the middle as the Red Raiders take down Menasha 2-1 on this beautiful Friday afternoon going into the evening portion of the day. Rapids struck first in the third inning as Peyton Jaminski singled in Sydney Holberg for the 1-0 lead, but that score did not hold, as in the sixth inning, a leadoff double by Megan Ray, She eventually scored in that inning to tie up the game, but hey, no worries there. It's Wisconsin Rapids. They came back fighting as a leadoff single by Gabby Nylitz reached base, and then another single by Sydney Holberg, and then Radke with the heroics right up the middle. And that is how the game ended for Wisconsin Rapids. Looking at Menasha, only five hits in the game, as hits by Megan Ray, Samantha Shuey, then Bella Sonnenberg and Isabella Tim, and